Cirque du Freak by Darren Shan. The Saga of Darren Shan, Book 1. Kindly brought to you by the English teachers and other staff members from Courtfield School for your listening pleasure. Chapter 1. I was in the toilet at school, sitting down, humming a song. I had my trousers on. I'd come in near the end of English class, feeling sick. My teacher, Mr. Dalton, is great about things like that. He's smart and knows when you're faking and when you're being serious. He took one look at me when I raised my hand and said I was ill, then nodded his head and told me to make for the toilet. "Throw up whatever's bugging you, Darren," he said. "Then get your behind back in here." I wish every teacher was as understanding as Mr. Dalton. In the end, though, I didn't get sick. I still felt queasy, so I stayed on the toilet. I heard the bell ring for the end of class, and I heard everyone rushing out on their lunch break. I wanted to join them, but knew Mr. Dalton would give out if he saw me in the yard so soon. He doesn't get mad if you trick him, but he goes quiet and won't speak to you for ages. And that's almost worse than being shouted at. So there I was, humming, watching my watch, waiting. And then I heard someone calling my name. "Darren, hey Darren, have you fallen in or what?" I grinned. It was Steve Leppard, my best friend. Steve's real surname was Leonard, but everyone called him Steve Leppard. And not just because the names sound alike. Steve used to be what my mum calls a wild child. He raised hell wherever he went, got into fights, stole from shops. One day, when he was still in a pushchair, he found a sharp stick and prodded passing women with it. No prizes for guessing where he stuck it. He was feared and despised everywhere he went, but not by me. I've been his best friend since Montessori, when we first met. My mum says I was drawn to his wildness, but I just thought he was a great guy to be with. He had a fierce temper and threw scary tantrums when he lost it. But I simply ran away when that happened and came back again once he'd calmed down. Steve's reputation had softened over the years. His mum took him to see a lot of good counsellors who taught him how to control himself. But he was still a minor legend in the schoolyard and not someone you mess with, even if you were bigger and older than him. "Hey, Steve," I called back. "I'm in here." I hit the door so he knew which one I was behind. He hurried over and I opened the door. He smiled when he saw me sitting down with my trousers on. "Did you puke?" he asked. "No," I said. "Do you think you're gonna?" "Maybe," I said. Then I leaned forward all of a sudden and made a sick noise. But Steve Leppard knew me too well to be fooled. "Give my boots a polish while you're down there," he said, and laughed when I pretended to spit on his shoes and rubbed them with a sheet of toilet paper. "Did I miss anything in class?" I asked, sitting up. "Nah," he said. "The usual crap." "Did you do your history homework?" I asked. "Doesn't have to be done until tomorrow, does it?" he asked, getting worried. Steve's always forgetting about homework. "Day after tomorrow," I told him. "Oh," he said, relaxing. "Even better. I thought..." He stopped and frowned. "Hold on," he said. "Today's Thursday. The day after tomorrow would be..." "Got you," I yelled, punching him on the shoulder. "Ow!" he shouted. "That hurt!" He rubbed his arm, but I could tell he wasn't really hurt. "Are you coming out then?" he asked. "I thought I'd stay in here and admire the view," I said, leaning back on the toilet seat. "Quit messing," he said. "We were 5-1 down when I came in. We're probably 6 or 7 down by now. We need you." He was talking about football. "We play a game every lunchtime. My team normally wins, but we'd lost a lot of our best players. Dave Morgan broke his leg. Sam White transferred to another school when his family moved. And Danny Curtin had stopped playing football in order to spend lunch hanging out with Sheila Lee, the girl he fancies. Idiot. I'm our best full forward. There are better defenders and midfielders. And Tommy Jones is the best goalkeeper in the whole school. but I'm the only one who can stand up front and score 4 or 5 times a day without fail. Okay, I said, standing. I'll save you. I've scored a hat trick every day this week. It'd be a pity to stop now. We passed the older guys smoking around the sinks as usual and hurried to my locker so I could change into my trainers. I used to have a great pair, which I won in a writing competition, but the laces snapped a few months ago and the rubber along the sides started to fall off. And then my feet grew. The pair I have now are okay, but they're not the same. We were 8-3 down when I got on the pitch. It wasn't a real pitch, just a long stretch of yard with painted goalposts at either end. Whoever painted them was a right idiot. He put the crossbar too high at one end and too low at the other. Never fear, Hotshot Shan is here, I shouted as I ran onto the pitch. A lot of players laughed or groaned, but I could see my teammates picking up and our opponents growing worried. I made a great start and scored 2 goals inside a minute. It looked like we might come back to draw a win, but time ran out. If I'd arrived earlier, we'd have been okay, but the bell rang just as I was hitting my stride. So we lost 9-7. As we were leaving the pitch, Alan Morris ran into the yard, panting and red-faced. They're my 3 best friends. Steve Leopard, Tommy Jones and Alan Morris. We must be the oddest 4 people in the whole world because only one of us, Steve, has a nickname.
Look what I found, Alan yelled, waving a soggy piece of paper around under our noses. What is it? Tommy asked, trying to grab it.
It's... Alan began, but stopped when Mr. Dalton shouted at us. You 4, inside! He roared.
We're coming, Mr. Dalton! Steve roared back.
Steve is Mr. Dalton's favourite and gets away with stuff that the rest of us couldn't do. Like when he uses swear words sometimes in his stories. If I put in some of the words Steve has, I'd have been kicked out long ago. But Mr. Dalton has a soft spot for Steve because he's special. Sometimes he's brilliant in class and gets everything right, while other times he can't even spell his own name. Mr. Dalton says he's a bit of an idiot savant, which means he's a stupid genius. Anyway, even though he's Mr. Dalton's pet, not even Steve can get away with turning up late for class. So, whatever Alan had, it would have to wait. We trudged back to class, sweaty and tired, after the game, and began our next lesson. Little did I know that Alan's mysterious piece of paper was to change my life forever. For the worse. Thank you for listening, and tune in shortly for the next exciting instalment of Cirque du Freak. Well, thank you from the English teachers and other staff members from Courtfield School. The music, Sneaky Snitch by Kevin MacLeod, is provided by incomputech.filmmusic.io. Licensed by creativecommons.org.